South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visit to United Kingdom. Greetings. Piers Potter, CNT Life London. The King and the Queen Consort formally welcomed the President at the Royal Pavilion. The Guard of Honour gave a royal salute before being inspected by the President, and the South African National Anthem was played. The Prince and Princess of Wales on Tuesday 22 November greeted President Ramaphosa on behalf of the King, at the Carinthia Hotel before they travelled together. Afterwards the King showed the President a selection of photographs featuring the royal family's connections with South Africa, including a 1996 picture of the former South African President and anti-apartheid campaigner Nelson Mandela at a Buckingham Palace state banquet. Ramaphosa is scheduled to visit Westminster Abbey to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior and Token of the Abbey, which will include the memorial stone for Nelson Mandela, who served as President of South Africa between 1994 and 1999. The President was welcomed by the Speaker of the House of Commons and the Lord Speaker. The President delivered an address in the Royal Gallery to members of Houses of Parliament and other guests. In the evening, the King, accompanied by the Queen Consort and members of the royal family, will hold a state banquet at Buckingham Palace for the President. His Majesty and the President will both make speeches at the start of the banquet. Britain hopes the visit, which had been planned before the death of Queen Elizabeth in September, will strengthen trade and investment ties between the two nations, and show the importance of links with the Commonwealth of Nations, the international organization which Charles now heads. South Africa is one of the most biodiverse countries on Earth, and the visit will focus on the long-standing scientific and conservation partnerships between South Africa and the UK. The President and the Earl will see some of the South African plants growing at Kew Gardens, including the national flower, the King Protea. The visit will celebrate the next phase of the Millennium Seed Bank partnership with the South African National Biodiversity Institute. The King and the President will then visit the Francis Crick Institute, a biomedical research centre that works across academia, medicine and industry to understand the biology behind health and disease. The Institute collaborates on projects with the University of KwaZulu-Natal, and the President and the Earl will view technology used across Africa to diagnose infections, including COVID-19, before meeting South African scientists and students. In the afternoon, the President will visit the UK South Africa Business Forum at Lancaster House, accompanied by the Secretary of State for the Department of International Trade, the Right Hon Kemi Badenoch MP. The forum will focus on investment, infrastructure and innovation, and will celebrate the social, environmental and growth impact that trade between the two countries brings. The South African leader will then visit Downing Street to meet Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, before returning to the palace to bid farewell to the King. The President will then receive a call by the Leader of the Opposition, Sir Keir Starmer MP, at the Carinthia Hotel. In the evening the President, joined by the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester, will attend a banquet at the Guildhall given by the Lord Mayor and City of London Corporation. The Lord Mayor and the President will both make speeches at the end of the banquet. Piers Potter. Thank you for tuning in, CNT Life London. Don't forget to subscribe and please share.